you on a rainy day, but the sun's been out since. And I knew from that moment that you were my prince.
You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will.
We were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Our news wrap colleagues have taken the week off for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., but we do have a breaking news report from Vancouver, British Columbia. Then we'll give thanks with the conclusion of Queer Vinyl, our fascinating series about gay and lesbian music history. Until November 17th, many people in Vancouver's West End thought the days of fearing for their lives because of their sexual orientation were long over. British Columbia has some of the most progressive lesbian and gay rights laws in the world, and the West End is the heart of Vancouver's queer community. But the sense of security there has been shattered by a brutal murder that police say has all the markings of an anti-gay hate crime. Queer FM's Heather Kitching attended a rally held the day after the murder.
Aaron, when Aaron was upset, he wanted to talk. He'd come down and talk, and we'd talk. And when he was going for job interviews, whatever, I built up his confidence. It was really, really, really good.
Gloria LaForge remembers her friend Aaron Webster.
Kind. If you needed money, if he had $2, you got it. He is really missed.
The 42-year-old painter and amateur photographer was found beaten to death in Vancouver's Stanley Park last weekend near a popular cruising area for gay men. Police are investigating the murder as a hate crime. Last Sunday, close to 2,000 members of Vancouver's gay community, many wearing black, marched silently down Davie Street to the corner of Denman, where a rally was held in Aaron Webster's name.
On the street, society has somehow begun to accept us. The polls are going up in our favor. But yet this violence continues. It's like we've lived in a state of terrorism since we've come out. And I think it's time that we say that we will not put up with this terrorism anymore. We will not be looking behind our shoulders to see if there's a gang of young men out there to kill us. We're going to stop this mad cycle of violence by going to our school systems, where it's nurtured. We don't know who these young men are, but chances are they were in the school bullying young gay and lesbian students, and chances are teachers and administrators turned their head and looked the other way and did nothing.
The three of us have come in this march today because we wanted to come. While I was walking in the parade, I heard people saying, oh, the police are here. That's great. They're here for security. But we're here for support. Support to the victim, Aaron, to his family, and to you, the community.
Our commitment to you is to do everything in our power to find these people and bring them to justice, if such a thing can even be said.
Witnesses told police that Webster was murdered by a man in his 20s wielding a baseball bat or pool cue, while two or three others looked on. However, they've been unable to provide police with a detailed description of the assailant. Police are now appealing to any other witnesses to come forward and are calling on those who played a lesser role in the attack to contact police. For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.
Federal legislation is currently being considered in Canada that would enhance sentences for hate-motivated crimes. That bill includes sexual orientation as a protected category. However, gays and lesbians are not included in a measure outlawing hate propaganda, and the lobby group EGAL is calling for immediate action aimed at expanding that provision.
My husband, Dennis, asked me if I thought I would always be speaking to the choir. And he said, that's okay, because even the choir needs to rehearse. Hello, this is Judy Shepherd, the executive director of the Matthew Shepherd Foundation and the mother of Matthew Shepherd. and you are listening to This Way Out, the international radio magazine for all our sexually diverse communities.
As we've heard during the last two editions of This Way Out, the profusion of widely available music by and about gays and lesbians in the past several years has roots that go back as far as the 1920s. In a special three-part series, Chris Wilson and J.D. Doyle, the regular hosts of our award-winning monthly audiophile segment, have been exploring our queer music heritage. Here's a quick recap of parts one and two.
This special show will explore 10 of the musical recordings that shaped our queer music history.
The burden of someone picking the most important, how do you measure that? Would it be sales? Would it be airplay? I don't know. I chose to come up with a list of things that I thought were influential, songs that influenced other artists. This is from 1926. The song is called Masculine Women and Feminine Men. Merritt Bruniez and his Friars End Orchestra.
Masculine women, feminine men, which is a rooster, which is a hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say.
The song is called The Prove It On Me Blues, and it was from 1928. Ma Rainey.
Mister, I do it. Ain't nobody called me. You got to prove it on me.
The next song I want to play is by Maxine Feldman, and her song is called Angry Athis. It's pretty much considered the earliest openly lesbian song. Feldman wrote that song in 1969. It took another 3 years before it got recorded on a 45.
We've run half of our lives from that damn word.
In 1974, here is Out by Stephen Grossman.
Mama, dear mama, I've something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way.
Chris Williamson singing Sweet Woman from 1975. This song would probably be on the short list of what many people would name as our most famous gay anthem. It's from 1978, the Tom Robinson Band singing Glad to Be Gay.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy.
And now, the conclusion of Queer Vinyl.
Next up was an easy group for me to pick, but hard to pick a song. I wanted to honor Romanowski and Phillips. They were one of the first openly gay acts that I really have a memory of. I much respected their work. It was always fresh. It was always full of humor. But they dealt with serious subjects, a lot of political subjects. They did a lot of touring during the 80s. They did a lot to get our music heard. And I've heard more than one gay artist give them credit for opening the doors so that they could also do music later on. Starting in 1984, Ron Romanowski and Paul Phillips released a total of 6 albums in about a 10-year period. They were also life partners during that time, as well as musical partners. Picking one song from all of these albums that I love was very difficult, but I picked one from their first album. The album was called I Thought You'd Be Taller. The song is called The Prince Charming Tango.
You were my prince.
Funny how life is always a big surprise. I thought the man of my dreams would have blue eyes, and I thought you'd be taller. I thought you'd be rich. I didn't think you'd be moody and at times such a bitch.
I thought you'd be brilliant.
a real Einstein. But you'd rather watch TV than challenge my mind. I thought you'd be happy and never complain. But you're so neurotic. You make me feel sane. I dreamt about you. Did you dream about me? You wore shining armor and you rescued me. Funny how dreams are not always as they seem. My handsome prince turned out to be more of a queen.
You're not as romantic as I hoped you'd be.
As I hoped you'd be.
You never buy flowers, at least not for me.
We never go strolling or watch the sunset.
Or watch the sun.
We haven't made love outdoors since the night that we met. I thought you'd be athletic with muscles for days. But I guess it don't matter, 'cause I love you the same.
La 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 la.
Do 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 do. If at times you're a bore.
Olé.
You know, Chris, one of the gay artists in our history that I respect the most was Michael Callan. He not only was an outstanding gay activist, but he gave us so much musically. He did wonderful solo albums, and as a member of the Flirtations, that work was wonderful as well. I have many songs by him that I could have added to this list of 10. I picked a song that he did with the Flirtations from their self-titled album in 1990, and the song is called Everything Possible.
We have cleared off the table, the leftovers saved, washed the dishes and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sail to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea. Well, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Some girls grow up strong and bold. Some boys are quiet and kind.
Some race on ahead, some follow behind.
Some grow in their own space and time.
Some women love women, and
some men love men.
Some raise children and some never do.
You can dream
of a day never reaching the end of it.
called by names, by taunts or games,
but seek out spirits true. If you give your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Oh, the love you leave behind when you're gone.
You are listening to Queer Vinyl, 10 songs that shaped our musical history. I'm Chris Wilson. My special guest is J.D. Doyle. Okay, J.D., what's next?
I want to switch to another genre now for the next song. Until the last few years, gay country music has been almost non-existent as part of our culture, but not so much anymore, and I believe that Doug Stevens is one of the reasons for this. Now, Doug did not have the first gay country album. That honor belongs to Patrick Haggerty, who recorded the album Lavender Country in 1973, which was one of the first openly gay albums of any genre. But I think really it was Doug Stevens who really got gay country music out of the closet. In 1993, he recorded the album Out in the Country, and he also was instrumental in founding the Lesbian and Gay Country Music Association. Here is Doug Stevens and the Out Band singing Out in the Country.
I grew up out in the country, spreading my wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Two little boys, 8 years old, cousins on my daddy's side. Me and Bobby Wayne, friends from birth, playing out in the woods. Bobby Wayne looks at me right in the eye, smiles a crooked smile and says, wanna do what our mamas and daddies do. Somehow I knew just what he meant, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Later on, 16 by now, slowly becoming men. Me and Bobby Wayne hunting in the woods, he looks at me and grins. He walks right over, grabs me by the arm, clutches my face and says, come over here, let's do what grown men do. I've been doing it ever since, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Years have come and gone since me and Bobby Wayne played around in the woods. moved to the city, I found me a man. Bobby Wayne, you taught me good, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally.
Well, this has really been a wonderful hour of Queer Vinyl, 10 songs that shaped our music history, with J.D. Doyle, host and producer of Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston, Texas. Okay, J.D., we have time for just one more. Is there one special song that kind of sums up the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered experience?
Yes, and you knew this one was coming. This is one of our newest gay anthems. It's just from last year. It has a very fitting title. It's an instant gay and lesbian history lesson. I love this recording. Here's John Gilbert Levitt singing Pride.
Simple hats and button shoes and ride a two-class midnight cruise, Berlin Gay Society, 1903. Sigmund Freud's Vienna type identifies a homotype, the intermediate sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea. Head over there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and pooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem, that Chicago fights, Leopold and Loeb. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. Time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Active hits the Broadway stage, the fleets and cat moves all the rage, and the well of loneliness appears on the sands. Prussian red lights, crystal night, Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your feet triangles and put up your hands. A bomb, 50s keen, the Kinsey shake, the cocktail scene, James Dean, Mattachine, Doris Day and Harry A. Donald Whips, the Corey Wrights, Joe McCarthy picks a fight, J. Edgar Roy, for shame on you, what else do you plan to do? Christine Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of Belitis form, and we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the picnic scene, Jackie's in a Rossini, Vatican, and something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time, and over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads were broken, bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band play Bette Midler, sang those bathhouse days, Lance Loud, gay and proud, Oscar Wilde bookstore, Sister George Shrewsbury, Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village People, Studio 54, Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fricks, Prom Date, Grid, Torch on Trilogy, Boy George, NGMHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally says the word, Bowers versus Hardwick's heard.
Granny Frank, AIDS quilt, act up, Randy Schultz, Queer Nation, Maple Floor, Phase ET, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, HX, Cyber Sex, March on DC, Greg Lucina, Selton, John George Michael, what is going on? Lily Fair, Rowdy Girl, spend a day at Disney World, Coonan and Scare the Mick the Case, Ian Ellen, Will and Grace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride.
Thanks for tuning in to Queer Vinyl, 10 songs that shaped our musical history. I especially want to thank my guest, music historian and collector J.D. Doyle.
Thanks, Chris. I really enjoyed putting this together.
And I also want to thank my engineer, Christopher David Trentum. This is Chris Wilson. Stay tuned for more.
And now we fly, little girl light against the darkening sky.
The beginning of the new millennium introduced new voices to queer music.
And along the way, we got reintroduced to some familiar voices as well. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Join us as we present our annual Audiophile Year in Review.
A look back at our queer music favorites of 2001, coming the first week of the new year, here on This Way Out.
The International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Heather Kitching and Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum contributed program material. Thanks also to Steve Pride. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. Just point your browser to www.planetout.com and click first on multimedia, then on radio. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from our listeners around the world, which are currently being matched by a grant from the Gill Foundation. For an important message about how you can help This Way Out stay on the air, please visit our webpage at thiswayout.org, email us at tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening on KUMD Duluth, Minnesota, KZSC Santa Cruz, California, KOPN Columbia, Missouri, and more than 125 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Now, y'all, stay tuned.